Welcome to the Fitfluential Radio Podcast, the intersection of health, wellness, and fitness. Join host Kelly Olexa as she interviews thought leaders and world-class experts in order to demystify and deconstruct complex health and wellness topics. The goal of each episode is to provide you with actionable everyday tips and information that you can apply in your lifestyle. Now here's your host, Kelly Olexa.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and today's interview is with one of the most dear people in my life, but also one of the most instrumental and influential people in my life, Kelly Gregorakis. Kelly is somebody that I met, probably 15 years ago. She was a client when I worked in the real estate technology space, and we became fast friends, stayed in contact. Whenever I visited Miami, we'd get together and have sushi and talk. And as the years passed, we became closer friends. And she's the woman that first got me interested in yoga, but she's also the woman that I sometimes fondly refer to her as my life guru, because Kelly is just the most amazing, multifaceted human being I know. And she's so positive and intuitive. And I can't say enough good words about her, but she's somebody that certainly, as have a lot of guests that I'm having on the show, she's been so instrumental in changing my life. And these are a lot of the folks we want to have on the show, because we want you listeners to be able to have the aha moments or similar aha moments like I had, where you take a step back and go, wait a second, my life can be so much different. And by different, we mean better. So I'm excited for you to hear this interview with Kelly, how she has, and I'm using air quotes, a transformation story going from gym rat to yogi. And again, how it's had a positive impact on her life. I think both men and women will really appreciate this interview. But let me also just give you a little bit of background information from her bio here. Kelly Gregorakis is a senior yoga and meditation teacher. She possesses over 20 years of knowledge in alignment, breath dynamics, and the technical integrity of movement. She recently received her certification in mindful-based stress reduction from the Jon Kabat-Zinn program at the University of Massachusetts. She serves as a constant source of motivation and inspiration, encouraging individuals to take an inquisitive path towards exploring their own personal practice and inner journey. She enjoys cultivating an environment of challenge that helps individuals unleash their higher power and transcend habits of the mind. Kelly has been helping people improve the quality of their lives for decades in various roles, including fitness, strength training, behavior modification, weight loss, yoga, meditation, team building, mentoring, parenting, and as a successful healthcare and wellness management professional. Recognizing studies that conclude that 90% of all disease is created by stress, think about that, people, Kelly fills her life and her teaching with principles of combining breath with movement to convert stress to empowerment, calm, and centeredness. That's something we all need. Kelly experienced the transformative power and healing effects of yoga firsthand as an intervention therapy technique for handling work-life balance and breaking unhealthy patterns. Today, she's fully committed to helping people develop a deeper relationship to themselves through contemplation, focus, and the art and science of movement. Enjoy my interview with Kelly Gregorakis. Excited to hear what you think. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I am your host, Kelly Olexa, and on the show today, we have a very special guest, somebody who is probably one of the most important people in my life, someone who has been incredibly influential, Fitfluential. I call her my yogi, my best friend, my spirit guide, my life guide, you name it. I crushed about her in the intro, but welcome to the show, my friend, Kelly Gregorakis. Kelly, I'm so glad to have you here. Welcome.
Hi, Kelly. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm going to dive right into our questions. Everybody that's listening is aware that this is going to entail a bit of a transformation around yoga. And we're, without putting words in your mouth, we're talking about somebody who's led a healthy lifestyle, but this is about going from, you know, starting off as a air quotes gym rat and moving into yoga and how that changed and transformed Kelly's life. So Kelly, you and I have known each other for 15 plus years. We met in business forever ago, and it seems like just yesterday. But I knew when I first met you, you're gorgeous. You've always been very fit and lean and attractive. And I've always been jealous of your dresses and your shoes and your hair. But you are somebody that you could tell really took care of yourself. You ate well, and you've always had a fit lifestyle. When did that start for you? Were you always active as a youngster, or was this something that happened for you later in life?
Yeah, I guess as far back as I can remember, when you grow up in a suburb, you learn to play outside. Your mother sends you outside in the morning, and she calls you to come back for lunch. And so I did a lot of climbing trees and riding motorbikes and riding my bike. And so it started a very long time ago, but officially it started, I think, because I was raised in a family of what I will say had an athletic twist to it. My father was a very successful wrestling coach in Western Pennsylvania, and that was my whole life. We went to wrestling matches, wrestling banquets. My summer vacations were at wrestling camp. And so I adopted this drive, I guess. It just became embedded in me, if you will. And so I remember before I had a driver's license, I would walk to the gym near my home, and I would lift weights and hang out with the other gym rats.
That's remarkable for somebody that started in my experience at such a young age. But then again, the more that I consider you had that sports background, I could see how you got interested in it. I just think comparatively to myself, not that there's one right or wrong answer, obviously, but you know, I didn't even think about fitness or working out until after I graduated from college, when I, you know, I think I gained at my first job, the cafeteria 10, as I call it. But you know, to each his own, and that's interesting. So when, Kelly, did you start to first become interested in yoga? Tell us that story.
Yeah, so I think my yoga experience was always in me in some way, because just like fitness, yoga is about priorities and it's about self-care. And so I just think that I went from one form of self-care to another. The world is always changing. Our bodies are always changing. I just remember being on the treadmill. It was actually a Stairmaster. Do they still make Stairmasters? I don't know. But I was kind of just feeling a little bored. And I heard somebody make an announcement over the loudspeaker, and she said, "We're going to have a yoga class at 7 p.m. on the second floor." Now I'm in the Gold's Gym in Cayocho in Miami with a lot of muscle heads and mostly men. So I think, I didn't even know they had a second floor. But I went up there, and it was stinky carpet, low ceiling, German accent yoga teacher. But it was one of the hardest things I ever did, and I was super challenged, and my body just ached after it. And so a few days later, as the universe would have it, I synchronistically met up with a friend of mine who said, "I have this yoga teacher, his name is Jordan Bloom, and you have got to meet him." And he started taking me to classes with him to practice with Jordan, and that's when my journey began.
Do you think, would you say, I don't know why, but I find it so humorous that you learned about yoga in a Gold's Gym. And not to make any judgment at all in Gold's Gym, I think they're amazing. I love weight training still, as much as I'm, you know, if I had to choose ever, and I'll explain that later when I share my story in this interview. But, you know, if somebody had to say you could only do one practice, it's yoga, it's weight training, it's air quotes cardio or running or something, I would choose yoga hands down because of the way it has transformed me physically, spiritually. And we do want to go over that so that people that are listening that have never tried yoga. You know, I want to demystify all of the, as many of the stereotypes about it and that we possibly can on the show, because it can be so good for people. Would you say that when you first became exposed to it, did you immediately stop doing all of your other training, or was it a little bit more of a transition?
Today's episode of Fitfluential Radio is sponsored by our friends at Booty Box, spelling BUDDHIBOX, and you can find them at bootybox.com. They send monthly yogi care packages that are awesome. That's my Kelly Alexa take, that inspire your practice off and on the yoga mat. Some samples of what you can find in a Booty Box each month: cruelty and vegan beauty, yoga accessories, essential oils, candles, incense, inspirational jewelry and healing crystals, and more. Go to bootybox.com to sign up now.
That's an interesting question, because I didn't immediately stop doing all my other training. I would get up at 6:30 and go to the gym, and then I would go to a 9 o'clock yoga class. So I was pretty intense. But when I went to the yoga class, my teacher, he tells this story all the time. He says, I saw Kelly standing there, and, you know, she's got all these strong, you know, Gold's Gym muscles. And I just looked at her and I thought, she's not going to be able to do anything in this class because her muscles are too tight and she's too stiff. And to a certain degree, that was true. And that's what keeps a lot of people that run or that train in a gym from doing yoga. They say, I'm not flexible. And that's the whole point of yoga, of course, but it's not just having a flexible body. It's about having a flexible mentality. So I didn't want to give up the fitness aspect of it. And in fact, I didn't. I would go to the beach in the mornings. I would run. I would take two yoga classes back to back, and then I would just go to the beach and veg out and take some sun and sleep. But then time, you know, jobs, family, things get in the way. So I sort of just went straight to yoga. And I think it was because, and this is a good entree to the mindfulness piece of it, because I fought the whole mindfulness thing of it. I would show up to yoga 15 minutes late so that I didn't have to hear the rhetoric of the setting of an intention and connect with your breath. And I would purposefully just show up 15 minutes late so I didn't have to hear it. And now that's my priority, because that's what's important. We're all going to get weak and our bodies are going to go through transitions, injuries, weakness, growth, whatever. But our mind is going to always need to stay stable and steady and centered.
I hope that everybody that's listening to this can just pick up on how calm and full of equanimity. We talked about that in Travis Elliott's interview, and hopefully everybody that's listening to this will listen to that show. That was a great interview too, and another yogi perspective. But Kelly has such inner peace and calmness, and, you know, she's somebody that has a family. I hope you don't get mad at me for saying this, but I mean, when you see her picture, you'll be like, damn, and she's gorgeous, and she has a grandchild, a beautiful, like, and you'll just go, whoa. I mean, she's just amazing, but she is so calm, and yet she has the same lifestyle that all of us do. She has the busy job. She travels for work. In fact, right now I'm talking to her. She's in Phoenix on business. She's got kids. She's got grandkids. She's got family. She's got all the pressures that all of us, but I hope that you can just hear. I mean, frankly, Kelly, like, I'm feeling like I'm in your yoga class right now, where I'm kind of going, Kelly Alexa, let's bring it down a few notches. But that is one of the great things. And also, just to rewind a little bit, Kelly's my dear friend. And when I hang out with her, we have a blast. So I don't want to say she's always, you know, like this. She's the most exciting, vibrant, exciting person to be around you can possibly imagine. Loving, caring, I could go on and on and on. But listen to how calm she is when she's talking, and think about your life, because a lot of what I think is great about yoga, I do. I think it's 50-50. I love that you said people tune out or don't give yoga a chance because they think they need to be flexible to do it, which you've dispelled that. And maybe I'll ask you to go into that in a second. But Also, when you think about the mind-body benefits, the fact that it will center you, that it will calm you down. I can sense in you, Kelly, and one of my favorite quotes, I've pinned it about a million times. It's from some Swami or something. And he's like, the thing is, I don't mind what happens. Like, no matter what happens, you've got this. And you've taught me that because of your groundedness, because of your mindfulness. And some of these are terms that we hear a lot, but how can you describe best to an outsider, to somebody like Kelly Alexa before she'd ever done a yoga class? Explain to the audience out there that's never done yoga, that doesn't understand maybe even the concept of mindfulness or how yoga can change you from that perspective and changes your mind, and that infiltrates the rest of your life. That's a heavy question that I just put out to you that I didn't plan to ask, but could you articulate that for somebody that's a beginner?
Yeah, so let's explore that, because there are probably a lot of people that are going to listen to this that are going to say, well, I do yoga and there is no aspect of mindfulness involved in it. There's no chanting, there's no meditation, there's no mudra, there's no intention setting. And that's great. That's fine. That's a step. But the work of yoga is to embrace all aspects of it. A lot of people come to yoga because they want to be strong. But some of us, and myself included, didn't want to do the work. I didn't want to do the work of the mind. I just wanted to do the work of the body. And so I think just embracing different ways of thinking is very important. And also to acknowledge that we live in the kind of world where we're not encouraged to explore our mind. We're not trained to think deeply. We're not really trained to be compassionate or empathetic or think of these things that are attached to emotion, right? But people who meditate regularly or practice mindfulness regularly enjoy so many of the benefits that come along with it, which is a sense of calm, less anxiety. Some people, if you want to get into a little bit of the scientific part of it, some people believe that's because it's due to both hemispheres of the brain being in sync with each other. Brain entrainment, or, you know, however you want to call it. There's plasticity. There's all sorts of different language out there. But don't be intimidated. Don't think that it's not for you just because you never did it before. In fact, just because you never did it before is exactly why it's for you. We all have to encourage each other to try these new things. Having a great body, walking in the grocery store aisle and seeing Shape magazine and all these magazines, even Yoga magazine, seeing all these beautiful bodies, that's awesome. But we all know there are overweight people that are beautiful. There are people with injuries and handicaps that they're beautiful. We can't just think that a beautiful body is an 8-pack and pecs. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, it's the symmetry of body mind.
God, I just love everything you said, because if I could make a commercial for Fitfluential Radio and what we want to do as far as educating and, you know, bringing awareness to, it would be everything you just said. And that is that, you know, certainly people might hear Fitfluential if it's the first time and they think, oh, this is about fitness. But no, while we will talk about fitness topics, and yes, yoga is fitness, but that's not all it is. This is not the show where our goal is to get you obsessed with achieving or attaining a, and I'm using air quotes, the perfect body or how you look. Certainly, I'm one of the people that has been too led by that in the past, too focused on the wrong things. And it did horrible internal damage to me. It's a lot of damage that I'm working on uncovering and changing, because I don't want to be this person who's so self-critical and full of self-loathing. And that can happen a lot when people start down that path where they are led strictly by how you look. But if you focus on the inside, it does start to change how you view everything, how you view the stress that happens at work, how you deal with situations in your family, how you deal with any kind of thing that tends to rub you the wrong way. You just, the more you start to slow down and become aware and focus on becoming aware, you can go, is this really something that is worth getting so ruffled about? And in fact, Kelly, I don't know if you remember this specific time, but I'll use myself as an example. You and I were going on one of our last trips. Maybe it was two trips ago. I visit Kelly in Miami a lot. And we were going to yoga at a certain, what was the hotel? It was
Standard.
Yeah.
The Standard on Miami Beach.
And I bet you know exactly the story I'm going to tell because of this is old Kelly. And I'm certainly, one of my favorite quotes is, a garden is never finished. Kelly Alexa, I'm never finished. I never achieve perfection. I'm just working on becoming a better version of myself every day. But we were going to yoga and I was like, okay, this is awesome. And I was driving. Kelly was in the passenger seat. And we get to the Standard Hotel in Miami and there were no parking spaces. And I was a hot Chicago type A overachiever mess, freaking out, yelling at people, jumpy. And Kelly Gregorakis is sitting next to me, just chill. She's like, Kelly, and she said it in the voice that you're hearing her say today. She's like, Kelly, it's just not that big of a deal. I don't even know if you said it that way, but you were just, and at the time it probably annoyed me that you were looking at me getting so flustered. But now I look back and I'm like, that's how I used to react to things. I was so, and I'm a work in progress. I'm not there yet, but I'm becoming more self-aware. I'm becoming more calm, more focused on chilling out and enjoying the journey instead of not being present like I've been, you know, for really the first 5 years of Fitfluential. But have you seen changes in me, Kelly, in even from afar, as you've watched me get more grounded in my yoga practice and more focused on the right things? As an outsider, would you, and gosh, I just put a lot of pressure on you, but I know that you've observed that. So is that something you typically see in your students as well?
Yeah. So it's funny because with friends, a lot of times people will say, yeah, I'm going to go to yoga with you on Saturday. Give me a call, send me a text. And, you know, the calls and text will go unanswered. And so, because it's hard, you know, like I said at the beginning, yoga is about priorities and self-care. And some people just don't think they deserve that self-care and that self-love. And you probably fall in that category just as much as I do, all of us, that you have to realize how to prioritize. And I've observed with a lot of sense of privilege the transformation that you have made from negative self-talk to positive self-talk. It can be just as easy as that. And it affects all of us. You know, it's not just, and if you're listening and you're wondering, where's the transformation story here? We all help each other to transform. It's a collective effort. Kelly relies on me to be her her person of stability when she needs to talk. But Kelly also needs to realize that she inspires thousands and maybe tens of thousands of people a day because of this platform. So yeah, I've seen your stress and anxiety reduce. I've seen your ability to go into meditative states more easily improve drastically. I've seen quite marked improvements.
That makes my day, makes my year. But it really is. And it's funny because you brought up the transformation component. And I'm glad you did, because sometimes, and while we are going to feature transformation stories a lot on this podcast, we're going to make it very clear that our goal in sharing transformations, quite often it's a lot more about a mental or a life transformation versus, you know, you won't see as many, hey, I just had a baby and I lost, you know, 20 pounds in 2 weeks and I'm on a Baywatch shoot. No, that's not the focus. Transformation stories are about, I used to be this person and now this is who I am becoming. And really, real transformation, both for myself, and I know Kelly says the same thing, it never stops. You know, it's an ongoing process. And that's something that you I'll be honest, sometimes I think when you look at fitness, if you're looking at, you know, whether you're a gym rat or a competitor or you're a runner, you know, there's only so much progress sometimes you can make in those areas, you know, as far as lifting X amount of weight. I mean, you can't get to the point where you're a guy and you can lift 2 tons. I mean, you know, there is a ceiling. There is a limitation of how far you can go. The beautiful thing, and I'd love to hear your take on that, because Kelly, you've been doing yoga for how many years?
Wow, I was talking over the weekend about that, and I think it's been 17 years.
Wow.
Steady.
And my question, because I forgot to tie that down there, Kelly's been doing yoga for 17 years. I've had, you know, intermittent where I start yoga and then I kind of stop, and now I'm back and I'm doing it every single morning. It's completely the best medicine and the best thing for me ever. But what I experience is that it's so different from other fitness activities or other fitness communities, even, in that you really are only on your own journey. And that journey, it never ends. There's always a way to get better. And that, I think a lot of people can become so intimidated with yoga at first because they might see these crazy extreme poses that are really kind of advanced for people that have been practicing for a while. But what they don't realize is sometimes the simplest pose, you know, you can make progress, a little bit of progress every day. And when you start being in tune with just your own journey, then you start to feel great because you're making progress and you're paying attention. You're becoming more mindful of yourself. And then you realize there's always a way for me to get better. So Kelly, I guess my question to you is, as somebody who's been practicing yoga for 17 years, I know that you still consider yourself a student, and everybody that I've talked to in yoga always will reference, this is my teacher, this is who teaches me. And everybody is always continually learning. It's a never ending process. Would you agree?
Yeah, I totally would agree. And as since we're talking about people that may be beginners, there's something in yoga called beginner's mind. And it's something that you adopt the moment you step on your mat. No two practices are the same. You know, right now I've got some discomfort in my right hip and my left knee. I'm a little jacked, if you will. So mm-hmm. I step on the mat and I am very much a beginner. And it reminds me, when you speak of teachers and who has an influence over you, I just spent a few days with my philosophy teacher, Dr. Douglas Brooks. He's a Hindu expert, if you will. And he says a couple of things, and he's very funny and, of course, very smart. But he says yoga is not unlike baking lasagna. It's layer after layer after layer. And sometimes, you know, that's how life is. Sometimes you're not just adding layers. Sometimes you're removing layers. And more importantly, to remember, we are under no obligation to make sense with what we choose. We're not obligated to adhere to any kind of linear thinking, other people's ways of thinking. Mm. We need to look inside ourselves and say, what do I need to do for me? Mm. Right? So mm-hmm. I always go back to Friday night happy hour. My friends would always say, we're going here for happy hour. Why don't you join us? And I'd be like, going to happy hour too, but I'll be at the yoga studio. You know, that was my happy hour. And so, fear of change, apprehensive to change, being rigid, being afraid to look stupid, being afraid someone's going to laugh at you. You learn that when you're in the environment of a yoga class, just like when you're in the environment of your close friends and family, you're only going to be encouraged if you have cool friends and family.
Very true. And that's also a topic that we're talking a lot about on the show. And in fact, this concept of self-awareness, which is something I'm going to say in my journey. I'm 47. I think this is my first year. And it started really about a year ago when I went on a trip with three of my dear friends with Gorilla Glass, Juliana Dever, who's going to be on the show, Letitia Barr, and Beth Santos. And that was like, Kelly, you know, I called you after that trip and I said, I have not been picking what I want my life to be. I've just been continuing what's set in front of me. Like I'm on an escalator and okay, this is the escalator I'm on. So this is where I'm going to live and this is what I'm going to do. And I'm just going to get through it. And I had this moment of awareness of, wait a minute, this is my life. I can do what I want to do. And when I choose to become a better version of myself, I'm better for other people. And that was the first step for me of a journey towards self-awareness. And I guess I want to encourage everybody that's listening, especially I think a lot of this is tends to be true for more females, but I don't want to make an assumption. You know, there's so many women that get caught in the self-loathing trap, the dramatically insecure about our bodies or our looks trap. The media doesn't help us with that. But the more that you become self-aware, whether it's through yoga or just, you know, maybe you don't start yoga and you just start meditation and you know, looking into mindfulness, it will change the way you view yourself. It will change the way you feel about life. So I want to encourage you to focus on that. In fact, this was actually, and I didn't expect it, it was a topic that came up in my interview with Gary Vaynerchuk, and you guys will hear that later. He was talking about the importance of being self-aware. So that's actually a good segue to one of my last questions to you, Kelly, because I want to respect your time. But when we're talking about yoga, obviously there's a lot of folks that are on the show or listening to the show that they've never tried it. And I hope through listening to different viewpoints, both on the male side and the female side, they'll really start to feel more comfortable about going to a yoga class and finding a community that will support them. Everyone that I've met, in regardless whether it's been a class in Phoenix or California or Chicago, these people want to help you. You will not feel intimidated. You will not feel embarrassed. You will feel so welcomed and warmed into this society, if you will. I encourage you to do it. But Kelly, there's a huge amount of skepticism on by, this is what I hear all the time from men that think yoga is, it's either, it's not a workout, it's for lightweights, you know, I'm too strong, I'm too bulky, I can't do that, or, you know, it's not intense. And yet I know from hanging around you in Miami, Miami has a very vibrant yoga scene. And whenever I go to those classes, quite often it's maybe 60-40 skew with men and women. And a lot of your teachers have been men. So what would you say to, and what do you say when you run into men that have never tried yoga and have some kind of brash skepticism about it?
Fitfluential Radio fans, I have a gift for you. And by gift, I mean the gift that truly keeps on giving. Head on over right now to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up for our now live VIP Fitfluential membership. Our Fitfluential membership is not a diet program. It's not a workout program. You will have access to learning from some of the best trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, doctors, chiropractors, massage therapists, chefs, athletes, authors. I could go on and on and on. A lot of folks that have been on this show. What our Fitfluential membership is designed to do is meet you in the middle and provide all of the education and inspiration that you need, all of the community and accountability that you crave, and everything else that's going to keep you from being one of those statistics in January. All those people that say, I'm going to get healthier this year. I'm going to live my best life. And then by the third week in January, the second week in February, all of those aspirations are gone. Don't let that be you. Go to fitfluential.com/membership and sign up now.
Yeah, it's funny that you asked that because, you know, I don't know if you guys know Uncle Rush, but he started yoga, and he'll come right out and say the reason he went to yoga was to meet girls or look at girls with their rears in the air. But now he's just this huge advocate, and he's a very powerful yogi. But yeah, it's definitely for anyone and everyone. Miami's community grew from us not even having one studio, or maybe just a handful of studios, like Dharma in my neighborhood of Coconut Grove is a very established studio, but most of the newer ones have just popped up. And the type of yoga that I teach was actually founded by a male and an alpha male, to say a little even deeper. And his practices are, they're almost scary, challenging, but he draws a lot of men in to the class for that reason. But I think that it would be, it wouldn't serve us well to even talk about whether you have a male teacher or a female teacher, or if it's even for the masculine or the feminine, because one of the very powerful underlying currents of yoga is masculine and feminine, and cultivating both. None of us are an island. Some people like to go into the gym, put their headphones on, blast the music, do their workout, leave, get in their car, blast the music. Not a whole lot of sense of community. So people that struggle with, you know, walking into the class, whether you be a male or a female, just do it. Everybody's so friendly, you know? Mm-hmm. And one thing I definitely cannot end this conversation without mentioning is the mental health aspect of it. So just to kind of close the loop on my transformation story, when I started yoga, it synchronistically aligned with something that was very traumatic happening in my life. And I didn't seek yoga because that was happening. It was more like yoga found me because there was some sort of sense that something traumatic was about to happen in my life. And so for anybody that has mild to moderate mental health issues like depression, like anxiety, like addiction, like, you know, maybe former abuse or anything like that, you're afraid to talk about it. So you're emotionally knotted up, you're tied up. Yoga will definitely give you a doorway to walk through and have an amazing transformation. And I hope that doesn't sound too, you know, airy fairy, because there's a lot of scientific evidence that will point to the fact that it can unleash things within you that will allow you to let go of things that maybe you buried, things you don't even remember. But for me, it had to do with several people in my family that were suffering from addiction simultaneously. And I can honestly say that without the wisdom and the knowledge that I acquired through the practice of yoga, because I eventually stopped fighting the mind, consciousness, awareness, compassion part of it, and just let it envelop me, I surrendered to it, and it can really take you into a higher version of yourself, a person you'll like even more.
That's the best. I mean, I love how you close that up. And it's funny, I want to close up it by making sure I reference this, because Kevin, my co-host, just was sharing with me, I think he recorded his interview with Mark Divine, and I have not listened to it. I hope I am not butchering this, but I believe he's a Navy SEAL. And I'm looking forward to this, because what this gentleman talks about in this interview is, and again, I'm paraphrasing, I haven't listened to it yet, but Kevin was coming out, because I've been telling Kevin he has to do yoga, Kelly. And I'm like, you got to do it, bro. You got to do it. And he's like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And then he talked about this interview he did with Mark Divine, where Mark was talking about how he trains Navy SEALs with yogic breathing and yoga techniques, and the difference between their ability to excel in that type of an intense program if they have that, if they've incorporated, and again, I'm paraphrasing, the yoga philosophy, the breathing is night and day. I believe it was something, and again, you all will link to that episode when we post Kelly's link, but it's something that I can't wait to listen to, because he was basically saying if they didn't incorporate, you know, the yoga practice that he recommends, it was a 10% success rate of going through the program versus 90. And again, I'm paraphrasing, I'm going from memory, but just like you said, it really allows you to become a higher version of yourself. So I love that that's what we can wrap up with. So what I want to do is, for everybody that's listening, I want the audience to know as well, I'm working with Kelly because I think she's such an extraordinary yoga teacher. I'm going to have you, Kelly, tell everybody where you tend to go in Miami. So say folks live in Miami, where do you like to go for yoga? Where can you sometimes be found teaching yoga? I will tell everybody, I'm working on getting Kelly to do some online yoga training because she's amazing. And I think folks could benefit from her virtually. So I completely put her on the spot there, but we'll talk about that later. Tell us where folks, if they're visiting Miami, say they're there on business or vacation, where do you recommend, where do you tend to practice, and where also do you teach? And then lastly, tell us where we can follow you on social media.
Yeah, excellent. So right now I'm teaching at a movement center called Om Movement, and it's in Coconut Grove right near the marina on the water, which is a beautiful place. It's brand new, just opened. And I teach there Monday and Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. And I am not doing any other public classes other than those two. But some other studios that are in Miami, of course, Skanda Yoga, which was founded by my two wonderful friends. And that is right in the roads. It's in the Brickell area. It's a very challenging breath-inspired practice. And you've got to try it if you're in Miami. Dharma Yoga Studios, which is in my hood of Coconut Grove as well. There's Trio Yoga. Charlie Ohm, I don't really even know his last name. I just know him from Facebook. And his handle is Charlie Ohm. And really all the way up into Miami Shores, we've got 305 Yoga. We've got up in Hollywood, we've got Yoga One. There's just an abundance of yoga. We've got some friends at Green Monkey that have amazing classes. So just, you know, just try anything. Just be game to step into the pool of greatness, if you will. And then you can find me, and thank you for allowing me to share this, Kelly. My Twitter handle, Facebook, and Instagram are all my name, Kelly Gregorakis. And if you can spell it, you get a dollar.
That'll be linked up on the Fit Fluential Radio too for everybody. So you'll be able to find her and you'll find her posts. I mean, every time I see her pop up in my feed, it's like an immediate dose of Zen. She's just an amazing individual. And Kelly, you know, I love you infinity forever. And I'm so glad that this Fit Fluential community and the Fit Fluential Radio community got to hear from you today. And I certainly hope to have you back on the show, and we'll discuss getting you online to do yoga training and maybe meditation training, because I think you'd be amazing. But thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll welcome you back soon.
Yes, thank you. And really, Kelly, Fit Fluential is one of the most amazing online fitness communities. If we didn't have the internet and we didn't have this social connectivity, something like FitFluential could not exist. But as everybody listening knows, we've made amazing relationships and created amazing communities just by having social and social media. So I think if we take the best of what social media offers, it's really an invitation to greatness for all of us.
Amen to that. You have an awesome rest of the day, Kelly. I will talk to you soon. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of FitFluential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit us on iTunes and like this episode and subscribe to the podcast. We want this to be your podcast, so please head over to iTunes, write a review, and give us your feedback. Give us your ideas and even guest suggestions. For a full transcript of all episodes and bonus giveaways, be sure to visit FitFluentialRadio.com. We look forward to seeing you again for the next episode of FitFluential Radio. Peace! Please remember our disclaimer for the podcast. The materials and content discussed within the podcast are the opinions of host Kelly Olexa and the guests interviewed. This information is intended as general information only for listeners of the podcast. Listeners should always seek professional advice, and content and opinions expressed in the podcast should never be construed as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment.